And now it's 8:43, and it is time to call Ed Carter's Sports Hotline. This is the guy who still does the old-fashioned telephone sports hotline, where he does some editorials and opinions and gives scores and things like that. He's based somewhere in southeast Texas, so let's go ahead and give Ed Carter a call and see if... I'm sure he's talking about the finals, right?
Yeah. And if we didn't air this, would anyone hear it? Are we the only ones who call this thing and give it any attention?
When your sports break for June 7th, in the year of our Tea Party loving Lord, 2011, I'm Ed Carter. We begin this sports break by talking about the biggest news in the world of sports. Looks like old Tony Homo hauled off and got himself a beard.
Oh my gosh.
And she's a good looking one too. This candy crawdad is hotter than a $2 pistol.
Jeez.
Tony, the man who has so sullied the honor of the great Roger Staubach, certainly had his pick of the litter, but he didn't come home with any old dog.
Oh, man.
But apparently, old Tony was worried that he would actually have to perform on his honeymoon, so he brought along all his little buddies so he'd never have to be alone with the attractive blonde, Candy Crawdad.
What a theory.
The girl with the blonde hair that Tony wed in a marriage ceremony that joined them together in holy matrimony. Jeez. As bride and groom.
He's got to work on his writing.
He's padding.
Hey, Tony. What's the matter, big boy? You can't win the big one even on your wedding night?
God,
the one night of your life when you got to make that pass and go deep?
Jeez.
Looks like you fumbled the ball again from your newest deep snapper.
Oh, my God. Man.
In women's collegiate lacrosse.
What happened?
In basketball.
Yeah, lost interest.
What are the Mavericks doing, screwing around, getting in a 2-1 hole? Note to the Mavs, if you don't win this next one, you just may end up down 3-1.
They will.
Time to call the old picket fence with Dirk. Dirk is a true American superstar, unlike that sorry-ass Dwayne Wade. I'm ready for Dirk to line up against all the enemies of the Mavs, which include LeBron James, Jason Terry. Don't get me started on the Jet.
Oh.
This showboaty Jason Terry's more unreliable than a sheepskin condom that's been resting on a pincushion all night.
Oh, my gosh.
Note to Mavs ownership and aviation experts everywhere, it's time to pull the emergency slide on the Jet.
Oh,
gosh.
He's such a great creative writer.
And Mavs fans, I know you may be losing heart right about now, but you know what the N in the NBA stands for, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Not the Mavericks here once again.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Not the Mavericks here Basketball Association.
That's kind of confusing.
That's an Ed Carter editorial, that last sentence.
Well, what's the rest of it, Ben?
This next sentence concludes the Ed Carter editorial and moves on with our sports break that we are having. Don't worry, Maverick fans. There are still a few more games left to play. As they say, it ain't over till the fat lady sings. And I got news for you. Jennifer Hudson is warming up.
I don't think she's fat anymore.
In men's fist.
In men's what?
In volleyball. We're your sports break for June 7th, 2011. I'm Ed Carter.
He never gets to those fringe sports, does he?
No, never quite get there. All right, 8:48 here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. That's the great Ed Carter. Up next, we try to determine the biggest show coming to town.